Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Do you know that more than 100,000 people in this country are currently waiting for a kidney transplant? And that list continues to grow. More than 3,000 new patients are added to the kidney waiting list per month. You don't have to die to become an organ donor. You can become a living donor, and that's exactly what the Expand Your Legacy campaign from the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation is all about. Joining us to talk more about that, a living kidney donor herself, Bethany Shields, along with the executive director of the National Fallen Firefighters, Ron Cernicki. Ron, good morning. Let's get into this now. Let's talk a little bit about the Expand Your Legacy campaign, the message. Why is this important, Ron, to communicate to everybody?
Well, first of all, it's important to tell people about the need for kidney donations. There's over 100,000 people that are on the waiting list and about 3,000 that are added each and every month. So the foundation is partners with Knox. Knox creates fire safety products that we use in our industry. And we learned that one of their team members was in need of a kidney transplant. And that made us look into this need and found out that there are firefighters on that kidney waiting list as well. So we said, we've got to start somewhere to tell this story that there are people in need and that people can become a live kidney donor pretty easily. So we're reaching out to the firefighting community. One, because these are individuals that are out there each and every day protecting lives and property. They're people that are willing to risk their own well-being to save a life, and that they are committed to saving lives. And so who better to be a donor than someone who's already made that commitment to create that legacy of giving back?
Absolutely.
And so we're reaching out to the firefighters. And then, of course, to their families, their friends, their neighbors, and expanding it to tell the story about the need.
Definitely want to hear your story, Chief, but I also want to talk to Bethany about her story as well, because this is an important time for you. This is the year anniversary of becoming a living kidney donor. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is. So a year ago today, we had the transplant. So how that started was, I grew up in a firefighter family. I knew the recipient of my kidney my entire life, and I saw how selfless that they all were and how they would do anything to help anyone. So I decided that if I could help, I was going to. So I went to get tested and spent about 4.5 months doing different blood work and imaging and physicals to find out if I was a match, which I was. So I showed up at his door one day and told him that I was there to give him my kidney and that we were going to have a transplant surgery coming up because I was getting married a couple months later.
Wow. How did the whole procedure go?
It went really well. They told us that we were a textbook case. As soon as before they could even hook my kidney actually officially up to him, it was already working and doing phenomenal. So it went really well, and we were really happy, and we're both doing really well today.
In fact, you're doing very well because you're, as I understand it, a couple of months away from having a new baby.
I am. I'm actually about 2 weeks away.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah, went very quickly.
Well, that's fantastic. Good for you. What would you say, Bethany, to other people that maybe haven't even considered being a living donor, or maybe they've thought about it, but they're not sure?
So the biggest thing to just kind of get out to people is that first step, just to get tested. Whether or not you do donate or are able to donate, it doesn't really matter. Getting tested and at least finding out if you're able to gets a lot of other people talking, which then gets them starting the process and finding more help. And you can live a happy, healthy, easygoing life afterwards.
Chief, why is this so important to you to talk about?
For me personally, is the commitment the foundation has made to the health, wellness, and survivability of firefighters nationwide. Unfortunately, we lose 100-plus firefighters in the line of duty, and we lose others in just general life circumstances. And so if we could just save one life, a firefighter who needs a transplant or a general citizen that needs a transplant, then our program is successful. But we know there'll be a lot more. But it's raising the awareness. It's telling the story that you could be an organ donor and still go on with life very, very normally and help somebody in the process. And so we're just hoping to get the message out about this.
Bethany, you had a unique experience in that you knew the person that was in need of a kidney, somebody that you had known for a long time and were able to help. Chief, what about people that are interested in becoming a living donor, but they don't know anybody who's in need? What can they do?
So first of all, it's good to become educated in the whole process. And there's a website, kidney.org/NFFF, which is designed specifically for this program, this legacy program, to set a legacy of your life by helping somebody else's. Or they can go to the Fallen Firefighter Foundation website at firehero.org or to the National Kidney Foundation. Learn about the process, learn about the steps, learn about the people in need, and then volunteer to get the testing done. They'll take your information right over the website and then reach out to you through the testing facilities that are out there, and then they'll begin that process that Bethany's been on and hopefully save a life along the way.
Bethany, you've got to have, I would imagine, if you didn't have a close bond already, it sounds like you did with the person who received your kidney, you've probably got an even closer bond with them now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's fantastic. Great stuff. Chief, once again, where can people go for more information?
Sure, kidney.org/NFFF or firehero.org and get that information. Reach out to us. We'd be glad to talk to you.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for sharing this. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Chief Ron Sernicki with the executive. He's the executive director of the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. And Bethany Shields, a living kidney donor, certainly something worth considering.